Senior Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner says he's not focused on the now pared-down top-line number, but what is in the human infrastructure bill, now around $1.9 trillion. Getting more people back to work will help straighten out the kinks in the supply chain, says Warner, and that's where money to help pay for child care and to open more child care locations will help.
In many communities in Virginia, we are still seeing less than half of the child care facilities that were open pre-COVID reopened. The Build Back Better legislation makes record investments in both helping build out additional child care facilities and also making this child care more affordable, limiting the cost to any family in Virginia to no more than 7% of their income.
A related part of the legislation also has Warner's support.
Couple that with universal preschool that will take place for 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds, and you've got something that will get our kids ready for education, but also allow an awful lot of families to go back to work.
Warner says Build Back Better would also include funding for elder care. Several Democratic U.S. senators, including West Virginia's Joe Manchin, are seen as obstacles to passing the bill on a strict party-line vote, objecting to its size and scope. Gene Marano, WFIR News.